Welcome to the new RNIB NA podcast, a new monthly podcast from RNIB in Northern Ireland for people affected by sight loss. Listen up, speak up, break down barriers. Hello and welcome to episode 2 of the RNIB NI podcast. That's right, the second episode, folks. Listen, I want to take a moment to thank you very much indeed for your kind comments about episode 1 and for taking just half an hour to 40 minutes of your time out of your day and listening to what we're talking about. It does mean an awful lot. This month we have our special guest is Laura Cummings, PR and Communications Manager here at RNIB in Northern Ireland. Laura's coming on to tell us, all about the next RNIB NI Technology Fair. Really exciting news. And she has a special announcement as well, but I can't say too much about that at the moment. Listen up, speak up, break down barriers. With me as always is Micheál. How are you doing, Micheál?
I'm not too bad, Joe. How are you keeping yourself?
I'm wonderfully well, and thank you for asking. That was a bit over the top, wasn't it?
It was.
too much. But how have you been, Micheál?
Yeah, quite busy. It's, as always, we've been up to our eyeballs in different things. We've gone to things like the meetings of the All-Party Group on visual impairment, the External Disability Advisory Group. We've met with the Utilities Regulator. There was a really good meeting with the Chief Electoral Officer to talk about making sure blind voters count. I think that's really important. So the next kind of double election is on in the 6th of May, 2027. So we're really keen to make sure, I think RNIB, along with partners, they want to make sure that accessibility is at the forefront of planning for this election. I think it's really, really crucial that it is. What else was happening? We're still waiting on the disability strategy, of course. I think we've got a couple of key asks on that. We want to make sure that the UN Convention is embedded in it. We want to make sure that deaf and disabled people of all ages are at the future of decision making and the heart of it. We want to make sure that the strategy benefits deaf and disabled people living in both urban and rural areas. So we have a few asks on that. And they are the kind of questions and kind of positions we were putting to, for example, the DUP party conference recently.
Party conference season.
Yeah, party conferences. We can't say that without the word party in it. So, yeah, we totally have great fun. So there were a lot of useful meetings at the DUP conference. We've got the SDLP conference and the UUP conference coming up very shortly on top of us. So, as ever, our team is very active and going to kind of press our key asks on all the elected representatives and to make sure that we have doors that we can kick open when we want to hold these people to account.
There's a lot there. I mean, I think just our listeners are going, what now? There's a lot of acronyms, a lot of things. But basically, you've been very busy since last we spoke. So let's talk a little about the All Party Group on Visual Impairment. So RNIB are the secretariat to this Stormont Assembly Group, and it's a group of cross-party MLAs who meet regularly, along with sector partners, that's RNIB and a whole host of others, who represent people with sight loss here in Northern Ireland.
Yeah, indeed. So you might have heard that there's been a victory kind of in the last week or two on universal credit, for example.
Ooh, that was, yes, this was in the news.
Yeah, it was spearheaded by the All-Party Group, for sure. So the issue was that there wasn't fair and equitable access across the regions of the UK for access to healthcare. And through advocacy and campaigning, we've made a legislative change that means around 260,000 universal credit claimants will be able to get free eye tests and no longer have to go through lengthy administration forms and all that kind of stuff. So it was a huge win. We were determined to kind of make sure that that disparity was eliminated, you know, that we would we'd be able to make sure that claimants here, universal credit claimants here, weren't left at a health disadvantage compared to those living in England, Scotland and Wales. And we're absolutely delighted that it's been rectified. So that's one of the victories, the kind of thing that the All-Party Group can kind of make real differences in.
It's interesting because when you think about that, it may sound as if people listening to this might think, well, what's the significance of that? Well, if you imagine, if you go for an eye check and you've got to pay for that, that might be a barrier to you actually even having an eye test. Yeah, so free eye tests if you receive universal credit's a big deal. Well, I remember talking to a lady, we'd done a little bit of PR work around this before when we were trying to raise awareness of the kind of disparity between here in NI and England, Scotland, Wales. And this lady told me basically it was either go and get an eye test or go and get the shopping.
Yeah.
And you can see like it's as stark as that sometimes, you know.
Exactly. And as we're always banging the drum about, the eye tests are so essential for picking up both future kind of eye problems, but also any underlying health conditions can be spotted and nipped in the bud early.
Indeed.
So yeah, any barriers to that we're very keen to see removed.
Indeed. And of course you mentioned there my favourite topic, accessible voting. I can't believe there's another election looming. Well, is it looming yet? 2027. It's
looming-ish.
Not quite looming.
We're within 100 days to Christmas. It'll be on top of us before we know it. So yeah, I think it's something like what's that? Just over 550 days, maybe. Is it maybe even a little bit more than that? But yeah, it'll fly in, and I think we're keen to discuss things like the voting helpline, support for voters at the polling stations, and especially training for polling staff. So we're trying to just get it all kind of in the forefront of change makers' minds now, so that we can have a good lead into the election and make sure that everybody can vote fairly.
I think sometimes when you announce something, or when we're saying that this isn't working right at the start of an election, well, it's too late really to change it then, because there's no time to train polling staff. There's no time to change things that it's already set in motion. But as you say, 500 and odd days out from an election, surely there's time now to...
Well, we've had a very good start, for sure. I think with our partners, we're going to make sure that the conversation that we've had so far is kept on the burner, and we get some progress on these issues.
One thing I noticed there, it's funny you've actually brought this up now, but the other evening, we had somebody knocking on our door from the Alliance Party, and whilst I didn't actually get, funny enough, I was actually bathing the kids and I didn't get down to answer the door, but they'd put a wee leaflet through the door to say that your Alliance Party candidate or whatever had called, which is great. But it was a print leaflet.
Okay.
And of course, I'm totally blind. So, I mean, that's another angle of it too. It's not just on voting day that it matters. It's also the kind of the whole election lead up. And if you're going to sort of canvass for votes, do it in Braille.
Yeah, and I think you'll know, Joe, we've done a lot of work around making kind of about campaigning accessibly, and every time we're at conferences or anything, any kind of contact we have with elected representatives, we are trying to impress upon them the fact that a lot of their voters have issues with small font or whatever it might be, you know, to be cognizant of that. And it sounds like we need to keep hammering that home.
Big time. Okay, now it's time to move along to this month's special guest. You're listening to the second episode of the RNAB NI podcast. This month's guest, we have Laura Cummings, PR and Communications Manager here at RNAB Northern Ireland. Laura, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Joe.
I imagine this is a bit of a different thing for you. You're in this side of the microphone.
It's very strange, yes. Normally, as part of my team, alongside your good self and Kirsty Campbell, we're the ones that are usually coordinating this type of thing. We're not in the hot seat. So thanks for having me.
This is your time to shine, Laura. This is your chance. This is your moment. Great. Well, you're very welcome, and we've got some very exciting news. But before we get into that, you've got a bit of a hot take, a bit of breaking news.
I do. Yes, this is just hot off the press from RNIB just now. So we have a new CEO.
Oh.
Our new CEO is called Simon Antrobus, and he will be taking over from our current CEO, Matt Stringer. He'll be joining us in early 2026.
You heard it here first, folks.
Exactly.
News straight off the press. That's amazing. So there you go. I'm sure listeners might have been aware that Matt Stringer was leaving us. But so Simon Antrobus is replacing Matt Stringer sometime in early 2026.
Yep, he has been in the third sector for over 25 years, former CEO of Children in Need since 2016.
Right.
So he's going to be bringing some great ideas to the table, and we're very excited.
Very exciting news. Right. Okay, well, while we absorb that, just take a moment. You're here to talk to... That's not what you came here to talk to today at all, is it?
No, I came to talk to you about RNIB. Technology Fair 2026.
Oh, I wish I had a drum roll. This is exactly the moment where we have drum roll. Tell us the date, Laura. Break the news.
Okay, so the date for the next Tech Fair is Wednesday, 11th of February. 2026, obviously.
Superb.
That's right bang in the middle of half term. So we're hoping that we can see plenty of parents and families come along to that, make a day of it. We'll have plenty to entertain the kids, plenty of learning, plenty of things to see and do. So that'll be another string to the bow.
Fantastic. So that's the 11th of February. Whereabouts is this time? Because we've been moving it around, haven't we?
We are. So the first one we had in Belfast. The second one last year we took to Lisburn. And this year we are heading up to Derry Londonderry, the Foyle Arena. And we're also playing around with the times a bit more because last year's feedback was that he's wanted more time. So we're kicking things off at 10 a.m. until 4, and it gives people a chance to mill around before the agenda of Tech Talks kicks in. But I'm sure you're going to ask me about that in a bit.
I'd love for people, our listeners, to write in and let us know what your favourite bit of Tech Fair, well, 2023 or 4 was. Oh, no, sorry, 2024, 2025 was. Let us know, and because we got so much feedback, loads and loads of feedback, which is exactly what we wanted about each event. And so hopefully every year we're tweaking it a bit more, fine-tuning it, getting a bit more what people want to see and do. So yeah. I suppose last year we had, like, give us some numbers. I mean, how many people actually came? Do we know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Joe, last year was just, the success was unprecedented. It surpassed even the year before, which we didn't think was possible, which just shows you the need and the want for an event like this. Like last year, we had it around the same time. It was 26th of February, as I say, up in Lisburn. We'd over, you know, there was maybe 40-odd RNIB colleagues. The proof of that is the team came together. We were very much team RNIB and I. But we were on hand with over 25 volunteers. I'll talk about a wee bit more about that in a second.
Fabulous.
But 30 exhibitors, and the most important number, we had over 500 people walk through the door, and some of them spent the day. You know, there was so much to see and do. But 500 blind, partially sighted people from Northern Ireland made their way to our Tech Fair last year. So we're hoping that by taking it up to a different area, not everything has to happen in Belfast or beyond. We have to go further afield.
Don't get them started.
But we are doing so much great work up in the Derry space at the minute. We have a really fantastic partnership with Derry Council and Strabane District Council at the minute. The plan is, it's a 5-year plan. Nothing's happening overnight, and it's slow and steady, and it's making great waves up in the Northwest. The plan overall is to make Derry a great place to live and work if you're blind or partially sighted, a visually aware city, if you will. So it made complete sense to have the next Tech Fair up in Derry. So yeah, we're really excited. I mean, I love Derry as it is.
So
it's a really, really great place to go up and stay and eat and whatever. So yeah, it's going to be brilliant.
I'm very excited. I mean, I'm sort of pretending that I don't know any of this. Of course, I was there last year and then the year before, and I honestly, Tech Fair, as we call it, as we affectionately call it, Tech Fair. Actually, no, in circles, we call it TF
26. Yeah, we're so lazy. We've shrunk it right down. So TF 26 is where it's at.
If you haven't been, and I'm sure a lot of you listening have, please do come along. It's a great chance to get, well, firstly, hands-on with technology. That's the main point, obviously. Yeah. But also it's a great chance to meet people that maybe you haven't seen in a while. The Tech Talks are a massive attraction. People love to hear the experts in the field talking about something really interesting. And they sort of take the shape of a 20-minute talk, and you can ask your questions, and it's a dedicated space, isn't it?
That's it, Joe. I mean, yes, having an exhibition is one thing, and that has all the success and merits on its own. We are bringing together, you know, the latest technology leaders. You know, we've got the likes of Dolphin, HumanWare, VisionAid, Sight and Sound from last year. Exhibitors are already signing up for this year, but the calibre of technology that we were bringing into one space, it was all there. Products, technology from RNIB as well. People were able to physically come along, get one-to-one consultations with these experts about tech that can change their lives on a daily basis, you know. And we're not talking about big grand pieces of kit here. We're talking about everyday technology that can make a real difference. The Tech Talks were a brilliant add-on, as you say. They were about 20-minute talks. There was an agenda throughout the day. People knew what talks they were coming along just to hear, to listen to, that were of interest to them. I mean, there was There was one on Navilens, the Wayfinding codes that are taken over at the minute. They've just launched actually in Bloomfield Shopping Centre. It's the first shopping centre in the whole of the UK to implement these codes. But we had the guys from Navilens over from Spain. They did a tech talk. It was hugely popular. Mm-hmm. We had accessible gaming. We have this year, we actually have Sight Loss Combat, Ben Brain coming over in person to deliver a tech talk. But we've everything from Braille, education and everything in between. We really are trying to drill down into what people want from Tech Fair and from the Tech Talk. So as you mentioned earlier, do get in touch with us if there's something on your mind or something that you're really burning to find out more about, and we can let you know if we have it, and if we don't, we'll get it.
One thing I always remember this from last year was there was I won't name anybody or anything, but there was a person came along who'd just become a mum, I think, for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And we were able, Louise in our products and advice centre was able to show her the talking thermometer.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, in a way, sometimes I take that for granted because I've always known about that, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. I suppose I work for RNAB. But there is people, and like, she was blown away by this very simple but effective assistive tech that she could use.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of thing that I love.
Help her in her motherhood journey. Everybody's on a different journey. Her specific one at that time was motherhood, and she was new to it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there you go. She came along and learned something that, you know, put her mind at rest when it came to her baby's safety. So you're quite right.
Then, of course, you get the people in looking for the high tech, the big stuff.
Yep.
You walk out of there thousands of pounds lighter if you want to.
But that's what I was saying. It's not all about that. It's not all about the big, super duper expensive kit. There's something there for everybody. And there's also a chance to meet up, you know, meet up. And, you know, we have a great, great community out there. We've so many links with our community team and so many groups. And it's a chance for everybody to come together, have some food, you know, have a chat, listen to the tech talks, and as I said, have a day out to Derry.
One thing we want to touch on too is the role the volunteers played.
Yes. We could not have done it without our volunteers last year. Again, every year is a learning curve for us, and sighted volunteers and people just chaperoning visitors around the different exhibitors, explaining who everybody is, introducing people, just being on hand for that one-to-one support. What we did last year, and it worked really, really well, was we actually reached out to medical students from Queen's University, and we just suggested, look, please come along, help us put on this exhibition and make the experience wonderful for blind, partially sighted people. But likewise, those students were getting some valuable on the ground awareness training about, you know, interacting with blind, partially sighted people in the first instance. And that's something that they're going to encounter throughout their careers. So it's getting in to change those attitudes at that level early on. That's something that will hopefully stay with them throughout their careers when they're dealing with patients.
Amazing. Yeah. So if you're a student out there, are you in the Derry, Londonderry area?
We're on the ball there. We have the University of Ulster, the McGee campus. Mm-hmm. We have already lined them up for their nursing staff, their medicine staff, physiotherapists, occupational therapists. Again, those kind of staff moving forward, they're going to be on the front line. Mm-hmm. You know, remember, not everybody looks blind. You know, they're going to be dealing with patients who don't have a white cane, who don't have a guide dog, and they need to know do's and don'ts, how to best interact and make sure that the needs of that person are put first. So it's win-win for the volunteers. And just get in touch if you have some free time on the 11th of February.
Also, just worth pointing out too, we'll have sign language interpreters. We'll have plenty of staff on hand to help if you've if you arrive and you need to see something in particular. We do advise bringing your own sighted guide with you if you are blind and you may need one, because it's always better to have somebody with you just to help you get round.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, everybody's more than welcome. Come one, come all. 11th of February 2026, Foyle Arena. Now, before I let you go, every guest of the podcast, whether they like it or not, it's by hook or by crook, gets asked a question, the same question. So if you had a magic wand, imagine you had a magic wand sat here right now, what one thing would you do that would make life a bit better for people with sight loss?
I think if I had that magic wand, I would like to change the mindset and the attitudes of employers out there.
Ooh, nice.
There's only 1 in 4 blind, partially sighted people in paid employment.
Mm.
And you know, these are people who want to work, are willing to work, are able to work,
yep.
but for some reason they're not in work. So let's change that.
I mean, that's a mind-blowing thing. I mean, if you had four blind people or people with sight loss in a room,
mm-hmm.
and stats say that only one of those is able to get paid employment.
Yeah.
And that's we need to do something about that, like, really.
We do. And if I had that magic wand, that's what I would change. Because if employers would employ more people who are blind and partially sighted, with the help from RNIB, we have a fantastic employment service. Mm-hmm. The support is all there for the employers. And, you know, people are getting into work, they're getting paid, they're socialising, their confidence is growing, they're getting out and about, they're meeting new people. The benefits are out there. We just need employers to give people a chance.
I love it. That's really good. Excellent. So you've heard it here. That's Laura Cummings, a PR and Communications Manager with RNIB in Northern Ireland. Laura, thank you so much indeed for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
All right. I'll chat to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Right then, so that's it for another month, folks. I do hope you've enjoyed it. I've really enjoyed this episode. This has been a pretty happening episode, I thought. Please let us know what you think. Keep it nice. No, I'm joking. Let us know what you think. If you can, if you want to email rnibni@rnib.org.uk or talk to us on social media, just look for RNIB Northern Ireland on Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky, LinkedIn. all them good channels. We're not on X though anymore, so we don't really post on X, so maybe try the other ones first. If you want to get in touch with the campaigns and policy guys, Micheál?
Yeah, we're at campaignsni@rnib.org.uk, especially if you want to get involved. We have a number of groups up and running, kind of on regional basis or kind of thematic basis. But get in touch if you want to make a noise and stand up for yourself, because there's a lot of like-minded people out there and they will have your back.
Excellent. Well, guys, until next time, thank you so much indeed for listening, and thank you for some of the great comments we've had already from episode one. It's been fascinating to hear what you think, and we really do appreciate it. This is all about getting you, the listening public, involved in RNIB campaigning work, so please do keep it coming. But until next month, thank you very much indeed. Goodbye for now.
Bye, folks. Thanks, Joe.
Differently.